Radio 1. Vorspiel.
Der 33-jährige Sam Amadon stammt aus der kleinen Stadt Brattleboro im US-Bundesstaat Vermont und ist dank seiner Eltern tief verwurzelt in der amerikanischen Folk-Tradition, unter anderem der Appalachenregion. Daraus resultiert auch seine Vorliebe für so klassische Instrumente wie Banjo, Fiddle und Gitarre. Startete Amadon 2001 seine Plattenkarriere noch solo mit irischen Traditionals auf der Fiddle, so wurde er im Laufe der Jahre mit Shahzad Ismaili und Nico Muley immer mehr zum Teamplayer. Sein aktuelles Album Lilio entstand in der isländischen Hauptstadt Reykjavik unter den bewährten Produzentenhänden von Valgeir Sigurdsson, unterstützt vom legendären Jazzgitarristen Bill Frisell. Heute Abend gastiert Sam Amadon im Berliner Monarch und jetzt im Radio 1 Studio im Admiralspalast.
Also müssen wir jetzt Reykjavik noch hinzufügen als Ort, wo gewissermaßen diese Platte entstand. Welcome, Sam. Welcome to Berlin.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You just made a soundcheck and I closed my eyes and thought of Nick Drake.
Thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yes.
Is he somebody who has influenced you in a way?
He's definitely a beautiful musician Pink Moon I listened to about 1,000 times. I haven't really listened to the other albums yet so much, but that one I love deeply, uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, also vorhin hat er einen Soundcheck gemacht und ich habe so kurz Augen zugemacht. Ich habe ja heute schon Musik von ihm gehört und ich dachte irgendwie Nick Drake. Und er sagt, ja, also das ist schon Pink Moon. Ist ein Album, das er sehr gemocht hat. Also die anderen Platten kennt er.
Yeah, I think I remember my friend buying it from me. He said, you will like this music. And then I brought it home and listened to it about 7 times that first day.
Okay, also lagen wir nicht ganz falsch mit dieser Geschichte. Also er hatte dieses Album von einem Freund empfohlen bekommen und hat es dann wirklich 7 Mal hintereinander gehört. Und es ist etwas, das ihm offenbar sehr nahe ist. You grew up learning the fiddle and I read a funny story about your teacher. Your parents choose your violin teacher because of special?
Well, I don't remember what I would have said in the past about him, but he was the only person they knew who would have been able to teach a 3-year-old anything.
Okay.
And he was quite eccentric as a person, maybe possibly insane, but I think he was insane in that way that little kids really understand, you know.
Yeah.
We used to, he had weird games he'd make up with the violin and he was quite nutty.
Aha, okay. Also seine Eltern haben ihn zum Violinunterricht geschickt zu einem Lehrer, der einzige war offenbar in der Gegend, der einen 3-jährigen Jungen unterrichten oder 3-jährige Kinder unterrichten konnte. Und der war schon so ein bisschen abgefahren, ein bisschen durchgeknallt, wahrscheinlich wahnsinnig, aber konnte verrückte Sachen auf der Fiedel machen und ihm beibringen. Und dann letztlich hatte er, glaube ich, you liked his sense of humor, I think.
Yes, he had a very surreal sense of humor. We got along well.
Er hat einen sehr surrealen Sinn für Humor. Auf mal auch sehr trockenen Humor. You grew up with folk music because your parents used to be
They're
folk
both
musicians.
Great banjo players and singers, and they do a lot of community singing, leading, you know, with different choirs or working with children, that kind of stuff, folk dancing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, you know, Vermont is full of friendly. When I was a kid, it was full of friendly hippies that were beginning to have kids and put together little, you know, music for the kids to do and stuff like that.
Also in Vermont ist offenbar tatsächlich noch die heile Welt. Also seine Eltern sind wirklich involviert in so einer Folk-Szene, die in Vermont eine sehr lebendige Kultur hat. Also es gibt eine Hippie-Szene und als die Leute angefangen haben, dann auch Kinder zu kriegen, wurden die natürlich auch alle...
Many Birkenstocks. Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks. You understand every word I say, right?
Birkenstocks. With socks. My dad wears the Birkenstocks with the socks,
okay.
Yes. The white striped socks and the Birkenstocks.
Aha, okay. Also Birkenstock Sachen mit Schuhe, mit Socken und mit Streifen.
Yes.
With stripes.
And I didn't know that the radio had anything other than public radio. You know, they have like the public radio, which is like the news and, you know, Garrison Keillor and folk music. I had no idea you could turn the radio higher to find rock stations or pop stations. I just didn't know it was possible.
Aha.
We only had the one that just did like the, you know, since like talk show, you know, the kind of conversation.
Also er ist wirklich in einer, man möchte fast sagen, in einem Vakuum, dem Folkmusik aufgewachsen, also in einer, ja, in einem
but
hermetischen...
But they had the Talking Heads, Stop Making Sense.
Yeah.
Police.
Yeah.
Just those two for some reason, those were also in our house. So it was like a weird social experiment raising a kid where he only hears traditional New England fiddle music and a small amount of Talking Heads.
Okay, also es gab natürlich, also erstmal hat er über den Radiosender gesprochen, den man dort gehört hat. Er hatte keine Ahnung, dass man ein bisschen weiter drehen musste und da gab es dann die Rockmusik, nein. Aber zu Hause hat man dann doch schon etwas anderes noch gehört, zum Beispiel die Talking Heads. Das war also neben dieser New England Folk-Geschichte die andere Art von Musik. So that's interesting. And it, das hat Spuren hinterlassen. So, that's the reason why you so much into traditional music. But you made, as far as I understand, something new out of it. It's not just you.
Yeah, the albums aren't really folk albums. No. They just used, the content is sort of stolen. Like, if you took one of my albums and you deleted everything except for the voice, so it was just my singing, it would just be a traditional folk album. Like, the melodies and the words come pretty much more or less. The melodies I change a bit. But then if you deleted my voice and kept everything else, it would be music that me and the musicians have made. You know, it's not connected. It's like two, it's like a little collage. Kind
also of im Prinzip die Essenz ist schon, also nimmt eben also diese traditionellen Themen. Aber wenn man nur seine Musik hören würde, dann wäre es traditionelle Folkmusik. Wenn man seine Musik, seine Stimme wegnehmen würde, sein Gesang, dann ist es einfach Musik, die er und seine Band macht. So let's listen to that music with your voice, please.
Okay, here's
a song Sam Amidon.
Made Lamenting. He is cruel and hard-hearted, even now he's false to me.
Das komplette Interview mit Musik hören Sie auf radio1.de.
Sam Amidon, Lamenting. Thank you very much. It's from the new CD from O'Lilly.
O'Lilly.
You recorded this album in Reykjavik. Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, there's a beautiful studio there that I've been going to on and off since 2006. Mm-hmm. Nico Muley, the composer who I think somebody mentioned earlier, brought me there a while back. And it was like, I was going there for the first time at that time. And it was kind of like going to Vermont, where I'm from in the New England, but on the volcano on the moon. Mm. Like if you took, it was very reminded me of where I'd grown up, but if you just took a few people and just put them on the moon on a little volcano with some baths and hot spring pools. And there's a studio there, Valgeir Sigurdsson has a, you know, beautiful recording studio that he's built sort of, you know, from over the time and really just the perfect place that for his perfect idea of where you would want to go record music.
Ja, also er ist nicht zum ersten Mal in dieses Studio in Reykjavik gegangen, also schon seit 2006. Und für ihn ist es im Prinzip so, es ist wie Vermont, nur auf dem Mond. Man hat eben einen Vulkan da und es gibt die heißen Quellen und so weiter und so fort. Aber es erinnert ihn schon sehr an zu Hause und er ist sehr, sehr gern in diesem Studio, weil es, er ist wie, zweites Zuhause inzwischen zum Aufnehmen einer Platte. You got Bill Frisell for playing guitar. Mm. So that's something.
Yes.
Are you friends?
He is something.
For a long time.
Like about the last 5 years now. Uh-huh. And for 10 years before that, he's been like one of my big heroes, you know, somebody who, like, since I was a teenager, you know, a huge dream of mine was to play with him. And so, we made friends. I would go to his gigs when I was much younger and I would go up, see him play at the Village Vanguard and just like go awkwardly after and give him a CD of my fiddle band at the time. And I had no illusions. I knew he would put it, I'm sure he would put it wherever musicians put CDs, people give them like in the trash or whatever. And, I'd give it to him. And then a few years later, we were introduced through a mutual friend more properly. And then it weirdly turned out he had saved the earlier CD and he figured out they were the same person. And we kind of just started like a friendship at that time and played together first in Germany. Actually, we played in like a castle like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I was a little bit still too scared of him to have him record. Like I was still very intimidated. Not he's like the opposite of an intimidating person, but just because of how much his music meant to me. But by the time he came to Iceland to record this album this past year, we were just friends, and it was him, Shahzada Smiley, Chris Vadalaro, the four musicians, the three of them and me. And we just felt like a band. It was really super fun.
Ja, also die Geschichte mit Bill Frisell ist, er hat ihn schon immer bewundert. Er war einer seiner Helden. Und vor 5 Jahren, seit 5 Jahren kennt er ihn. Also war dabei in einem Konzert und hat ihm eine CD in die Hand gedrückt. Und war sich sicher, der Mann wird die CD irgendwie in den Müll schmeißen. Aber nein, irgendwann wurden sie einander vorgestellt und er erinnerte sich daran und fand das offenbar so interessant und gut, dass er tatsächlich dann gesagt hat, okay, ich gehe mit ins Studio. So you did invite him to record this album?
Ja.
Okay, also er hat ihn eingeladen und sie haben sogar hier in Deutschland zusammen gespielt.
That was the first time we played a concert where he invited me.
Genau. Also together. Hier in Kassel. In Kassel haben sie zuerst mal...
Yeah, I can't remember where it was right now.
It doesn't matter. Also in Kassel haben sie dann tatsächlich auch zusammen gespielt. And it said, I read it in some article, people say that he would sound better than in his own recordings on your album.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Also es gibt Leute, die sagen, er klingt auf der Platte tatsächlich besser als auf seinen eigenen Platten.
It was a special feeling, that's for sure. I mean, like, I think the thing about Bill that's cool is, like, he's in his early 60s, you know, by now he's been playing for 30 years more, and he's like this quote unquote master guitarist, but at the same time he's retained totally his curiosity about other music, and like you know, my songs are on the whole pretty simple, like they're just like two chords or whatever, and most musicians would just learn by ear, you know, and play. But Bill showed up and he'd written out all my guitar, like charts of my guitar parts, really? Which was very sweet and strange.
Yeah.
And I think at first that really confused me because he doesn't need to do that. But I realized it's because he just is really curious about musical structures.
Yeah.
And so when he got into the studio, like he was so excited by what the drum, Shahzad and Chris, the other musicians, you know, he still gets very excited about the surroundings he's in, and I feel like we got some good stuff out of him.
Okay. Also, er ist ja schon über 60, Bill Frisell, und normalerweise kann einem da kaum noch irgendwie etwas was anhaben, und er war aber so neugierig und hat sich so richtig reinbegeben in das Abenteuer, auch mit Sam Amidon bei den Aufnahmen. Also, Leute hören normalerweise irgendwie Akkorde und seine Musik ist relativ einfach strukturiert und spielen das nach. Aber nein, er wollte die Struktur tatsächlich verstehen und sich aneignen und hat das alles ganz genau studiert und aufgeschrieben und so weiter und so fort. So now we have the result, a beautiful album, Lily O.
Thank you.
And you will play it tonight in at the Monarch.
Mm.
At 9 o'clock, I think.
Yeah.
Sometime like that. Mm-hmm. Just on your own or?
No, I have Shahzad and Chris with me.
Ah, okay. Als seine beiden
Bill
Musiker dabei.
Bill's somewhere off in the distance. But
okay.
Yeah, I'll have those guys.
Okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you here. Sam Amidon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Radio 1. Nur für Erwachsene.